At 4 minutes past, this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT Newsroom. Tennessee's skilled labor gap is bad and about to get a whole lot worse. Tennessee Manufacturers Association says there are currently about 5,000 manufacturers in the state employing more than 141,000 workers. Association Director Denise Richards says she just finished visiting many of those companies during a statewide tour. And everywhere she went, the number one complaint was the lack of qualified employees. Make matters worse, over the next few years, factory owners will lose some 75,000 additional employees as the baby boom generation retires.
They're highly skilled employees, and as they're leaving the manufacturing sector, we don't have a large pipeline of young workers joining manufacturing.
Rice says that part of the problem is that in recent years, educators have steered students away from vocational careers toward four-year college degrees. She wonders if that still makes financial sense.
The average student graduates from a four-year college with a student loan debt of $27,000. And these manufacturing jobs, you can get the skills and training that you need and come out with zero student debt and be making a well-paying job.
Rice says the Tennessee Manufacturers Association is an enthusiastic supporter of Governor Bill Haslam's Drive to 55 initiative to provide more Tennesseans with job-ready skills. Says the association is especially excited about the new Tennessee Reconnect program that allows adults to attend community college or trade school tuition-free. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.